Okay, so you're interested in leadership,
Right.
right? And not just any leadership. We're talking about what made Jesus such a compelling leader. Like, how is it that we're still trying to learn from this guy thousands of years later?
Yeah. It's incredible, right? And the source, you've got 10 verses on Jesus as a leader. It really digs into that. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's funny because when I was reading through it, so many of these ancient principles, they still feel so relevant today, you know, like take servant leadership. That always seemed kind of radical to me. Like Matthew 20:28, where it says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That's like the whole leadership pyramid flipped upside down.
It really is. I mean, for so
Yeah.
long, leadership was all about power and authority, you know, being at the top. But Jesus, he flips that on its head. He's like, no. True leadership, it's about empowering others, right? It's about putting their needs first, about helping them grow. And you know what's interesting? We're starting to see this in modern companies too.
Yeah, it's not just some, you know, ancient philosophy. It actually works.
Yeah.
But it's more than just being nice, though, right? You need
Yeah.
a vision.
Yeah.
You need to take people somewhere.
Absolutely. A direction, right? And this is where I think the Great Commission comes in. Matthew 28:19-20. He basically tells his followers, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. I mean, it's a bold
It's
statement.
huge. Can you imagine being one of his followers? Like, okay, go do that.
Yeah.
I'd
How?
be overwhelmed. But he doesn't just leave them hanging, right?
Yeah.
He gives them the power to actually pull it off. Like in Luke
Yeah.
10:9, he says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you.
Exactly. And I think that's a key point here. You need that balance. A leader needs that compelling vision, but you also have to empower the team to actually go out and make it a reality,
Oh,
right?
for sure.
It's like you could have the best product idea in the world, but without the right team to design it, to build it, to market it, it's nothing.
It's going to flop.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the servant leadership, we've got the whole vision thing. But there's also this other side to Jesus's leadership that I think is really interesting. It's the human element.
Yeah.
He's not just some distant figure, you know, barking orders. He leads with this incredible integrity, this compassion.
Right. And you really see that in how he carries himself. He's got this unwavering conviction. Like when he says in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But doesn't come off as arrogant, right? It's like this comes from a deep understanding of his own purpose.
It's like he knows, you know, and you see that conviction, but it's paired with this really deep sense of empathy for everyone around him. Like in Matthew 9:36, it says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Like he genuinely cared about people, and they felt that. It wasn't just about, you know, I'm in charge, it's about connection.
Absolutely. And you can't underestimate that human connection because ultimately people are drawn to someone who cares about them,
Totally.
right? It's about trust and it inspires people to want to follow you. It's not because they have to, it's not because they're afraid to.
Right. Nobody wants to follow someone who's just cold and uncaring.
Right.
So then there's this other part, and this is where it gets really interesting to me. Philippians 2:58, it talks about Jesus's humility.
Yeah.
And this one, I got to be honest, this one always throws me for a loop because you've got this divine figure, right?
Great.
But he chooses humility. He chooses service. It feels like a paradox.
It really does,
Yeah.
especially when you think about authority back then, how that was perceived.
Exactly. Because it's not like he lacked authority. I mean, Matthew 7:29 says, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their teachers of the law. Like, he had authority.
He did.
But it wasn't about ego. It wasn't about being dominant. It came from somewhere else.
That's fascinating because it illustrates how humility, it can be a strength, you know, not a weakness. Think about it. Aren't you more likely to trust someone, to follow someone who is authentic, who's approachable, someone who's willing to listen, to admit when they're wrong?
Totally. Someone who doesn't let their ego get in the way of what's good for the team, for the goal, for whatever it is. It
Exactly.
really makes you think about leadership in a whole new way.
Yeah, it really does. And it makes you realize that leadership, it's not just about the outward actions. It's about cultivating certain inner qualities too. It's not just what you do, it's who you are, you
Yeah.
know? And one of those qualities, I think, is love.
Okay, so hold on. Love.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, but we're not talking about, romantic love here. We're talking about love as this like guiding principle for leadership.
Yeah.
Because in John 13.34, Jesus is like, here's your new command. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how do you actually put that into practice? If you're a leader, what do you actually do? It's so simple. It's almost like, what does that even mean?
It's deceptively simple, right? Yeah. But when you actually break it down, it's about, as a leader, how do you create this culture of respect? How do you have people collaborate? How do you build genuine understanding within your team?
So it's about the environment you create.
Yeah. Absolutely. Where people feel safe, right?
Right. Yeah.
They feel safe to share ideas, to make mistakes, because we all do.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And to grow.
So it's less about these grand gestures, these big sweeping things, and it's more about just how you are every day.
It's the little things, yeah. It's about recognizing that every single person on your team, they have value. They deserve to be treated with respect and dignity.
It's not about being soft on people, though.
No, not at all.
Because, like, that's not going to build a strong team.
It's about mutual respect, right?
Mm.
If I respect you, you respect me. We can disagree. We can have these hard conversations. But it's coming from that place of respect, not from, you know.
It's not personal.
It's not personal, exactly. That doesn't happen just by accident. It's a very intentional thing that you have to build as a leader.
So you, as the leader, you kind of set that tone.
You set the tone, yeah.
Because if you're coming from that place of love and respect, it's more likely that your team's going to follow.
It's contagious,
yeah.
Right. And the leader has to model that too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, you got to walk the walk.
You can't just talk about it. You have to live it.
Okay. So we talked about servant leadership. We talked about vision, integrity, compassion, humility, even love. But there's this one other thing about Jesus's leadership that I think we have to talk about, and that's courage. And I feel like that's a big one these days. It's like, it's not always easy to stand up for what you believe in, right?
That's hard.
Especially if it's not the popular opinion.
Absolutely. You know, and nobody embodies that more than Jesus, right?
Right.
Even knowing what he was up against, the opposition he was facing. Yeah. And he never backed down.
Yeah. And he's literally on trial in John 18.37. And they're like, are you a king? And he's like, you are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Can you imagine having that much conviction?
It's incredible to say that.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of courage.
It takes guts.
And that's what leadership is sometimes, right? It's about making those tough decisions.
Yeah.
Standing up for what's right.
Right.
And speaking truth to power, even when it's really difficult.
And again, it's not just about saying the right things, right?
No. Nope.
It's about backing it up.
Actions, right.
Yeah. Like, he lived his principles. It wasn't just words. He walked the walk.
Exactly. He didn't just tell people what to do. He showed them.
Exactly. And 1 Peter 2.21 sums it up. To this you are called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. So it's like, as leaders, we need to do the same,
right? That's by example.
Yeah, we can't just tell people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We have to embody it.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about all this stuff, and it's like, it's not just a religious thing.
Right.
This is stuff that you see in all these successful leaders today. It really makes you think about what leadership is at its core.
It really does. It's so much more than just having a position or a title, right?
Right.
It's about how you show up in the world.
So if we had to boil it all down, what would you say are the big takeaways?
Yeah.
If we're looking at Jesus and how he led, what are the things that we can learn and apply to our own lives?
It's about service. It's about empathy. It's about empowering others.
It's a lot to think about, right? Like, it's almost like a whole different way of looking at what it means to be a leader. It really got me thinking, like, how do we actually take all this stuff about Jesus, these principles, and actually apply them?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're, like, running a company or teaching kids or, you know, even just raising a family.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you even start?
It's that bridge, right? Between these ancient teachings and like the real world today.
Yeah.
And for me, I think it always starts internally. Like, take some time to really think about your values. What's important to you? What kind of mark do you want to make on the world? You know, it's almost like you're writing your own leadership, like, mission statement.
So get clear on your why. Like, that's the thing that's driving you.
Exactly. Why are you doing what you're doing? And once you know that, you can start to line up your actions with those values. You can start making choices that really reflect what you care about, you know, whether it's service, compassion, integrity, whatever those values are.
It's got to be hard, though, right? Because the world's kind of always telling you to put yourself first.
It is hard.
It's like, get to the top, be the best, look out for number one.
Yeah, and it takes courage to go a different way.
For sure.
But remember, we were talking about humility.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of it. And it doesn't mean you have to shrink back or pretend you haven't done anything. It's about being real, you know, being someone people can approach and being able to say, hey, you know what? I messed up. People respond to that.
They do. Because you can spot a fake a mile away, right?
Right.
We want leaders who are like the real deal.
Exactly.
Someone who's not all, I've got all the answers.
Right. And leading with love, it doesn't mean you're a pushover. It means setting boundaries, having those tough conversations. But you're coming at it from that place of respect.
You're trying to understand.
Yes.
So you're building that team where people feel safe taking risks, trying new things, knowing it's okay if they make a mistake.
Yes, because we're all learning, right? And it goes back to leading by example. Jesus, he lived his values every day. He didn't just talk about it, he did it. And that made people want to follow him.
That's powerful. It's like, yeah. It's not just you. You inspire other people.
Right, it ripples out. It's not about getting credit for it either. It's about becoming the best version of you so you can be better for others.
Yeah, it's bigger than just you.
Exactly. It's a lifelong thing, right?
You're the journey.
It is, and you're going to trip and fall along the way. That's okay. You get back up, you learn. And you just keep going. You never stop trying to be better, more compassionate, more courageous. Just keep leading.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the question we want to leave you with is, even if, you know, you're not religious, can you look at how Jesus led and find something useful there?
Could those ideas, service, compassion, integrity, humility, love, could those help you with leadership in your own life?
It's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this deep dive gave you some new things to consider, maybe even inspired you to lead a little differently. Until next time.